We are changing, we are shifting, we are strengthening, harmonizing, we are growing, we are healing. Welcome to Unzipping Reality, everyone. I'm Leah LaChapelle, and this is a good day. Good days to us all. It is July 28th. It's a Tuesday, 2009. And welcome. Thank you for joining us. We are in for a super treat today, really, as always. This program is a live presentation. We create it spanking fresh every time. Is that new paradigm, spanking fresh? I don't know about that. But anyway, we are entering into the unzipping realm here on this broadcast. And I want to thank Danny Romero for making this possible here on American Freedom Radio. We have the most splendid hosts on this network. It's just amazing. It's a giant composite of thought and feeling and representation in a vibratory sense that's, I mean, it just works for me. So I am honored to be a part of this incredible lineup here on American Freedom Radio. And here on Unzipping, we get to talk about love. Now, if it doesn't culminate in love, then kick me off the air, please, like in a hurry. Because love is what has been so elusive for humanity for all of these centuries. It is beginning to come into view now, and there are lots of people that are talking about love and wanting to know what it is and wanting to know if it's possible for our species to acknowledge that there is such a thing and operate accordingly and enjoy it. So this is a whole new vibration for humanity. I've written a book on the subject. It's called Unzipping Reality, just like the name of this show. And it's available at my website, fearorlove.com. I would advise you to get a copy of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and use it. Pass it around. Open up other people's avenues into seeing and hearing in a new light, in a new way. Something that I want to make sure everyone knows about is something that is occurring today on the planet. I don't know just a lot about it, but please go research it for yourself. It's Fire the Grid. FireTheGrid.com is the website, and I would encourage all of us to check into this. It's about humanity waking up, and it's just another group of people doing this as an offering. So, you know, we've had a lot of the old matrix grid imposed upon us, and so now we are utilizing this for our own benefit. It's time. Well, here's our first break, and after we come back, we're going to be visiting with Mark Passio of WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. I can't wait. I'm Leah LaChapelle. Let's do it. Reach out, grab hold of the zipper pull of your consciousness, and pull. Very good. I'll be right back after this.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Deadline Live and Jack Blood are proud to announce our new bookstore. Okay, it's not really our online bookstore where you can get every title, book, and DVD you hear about on our live show. It's brought to you by the people at Brave New Books. BraveNewBookstore.com is the newest, bravest, and most complete bookstore online today. And their DVD selection has all the titles you need to decode the New World Order and fight the information war. BraveNewBookstore.com has awesome t-shirts to proudly display your patriotism and liberty stickers to alert the public at large. Brave New Books is physically located at 1904 Guadalupe Street under the Chase Bank building next to UT in Austin, Texas. So stop on by and maybe stay for one of their film showings. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com now to peruse the virtual bookstore and look for the Jack Blood recommended section. Or call them at 866-516-6623. 866-516-6623 to order the books and videos you hear about on Deadline Live. Be the resistance. Tell your friends about BraveNewBookstore.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
No Saturday night would be complete without Nancy, Katie, and all their friends at the Liberty Cafe. Listen in from 7 to 11 every Saturday night, only on the Freedom Underground.
Reality. I'm Leah Lushtel, and I've been looking forward to this interview with Mark Passio. Mark is an independent researcher and public speaker from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mark has undertaken the task of assembling vast amounts of research in the areas of metaphysics, occultism, spirituality, symbology, and consciousness studies. In 2007, Mark began presenting this information in the form of a presentation and lecture entitled, What on Earth is Happening? With the intention of bringing the implications of this body of knowledge to greater public awareness. His official website is whatonearthishappening.com. Mark, are you with us?
Yes, I am. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, listen, thank you, too, and it's just wonderful to get to visit with you today. I'm having some significant email problems, so if you tried to email me, I probably didn't get it. It's one of those, you know, little nasty places in life that test us.
I understand
so Mark,
tech problems.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Oh, I can imagine. I think anyone who owns a computer is understanding of that. All right, Mark, tell us. Let's just dive in. What on earth is happening?
Well, that's could be a little bit lengthy to explain, but
the abbreviated version.
If you ask me, it boils down to two words: mind control.
I knew it.
Yeah, I've been researching topics that you could consider to be beyond the ordinary, beyond the mundane, you know, the esoteric, consciousness studies, occultism, shamanism, mystical and esoteric traditions, symbology, secret societies, mind control, etc. And when I kind of crystallized all of this information into a cohesive view, I realized what this hidden knowledge was being used to do and how it was being used as a vehicle for control. And so I felt a responsibility to start expressing that and explaining to people how it works, because to be forearmed with knowledge is to steel oneself against influences that might not otherwise have your best interest at mind.
Well, thank you so much for doing that. I would say that there is a gargantuan need for this kind of information. And it sounds like what you're suggesting is that we really can level the playing field.
I certainly believe so. I think it's a matter of getting the information out in a way that can be understood.
Yes, I see that, because here on Unzipping Reality, we're not afraid of any topic. And we're not afraid to talk about esotericism and occultism. In fact, I really don't want to talk about too much else these days.
Sure.
Because people like you are out there translating these things for us so we can speak in everyday language. So, all right, you have been doing this work, Mark, and you've established your website.
Yes.
And you're starting to speak in various locations, and I want to give you plenty of time to talk about your Paranormal Investigators Conference you're going to be a part of in October.
Sure.
How are people receiving your message?
It's been really great thus far. It's been... people have been very supportive, very open-minded, very hungry to receive information of this nature. They kind of all know something is not quite right, but not quite sure how it all fits together, how the different strands of the jigsaw puzzle, I guess you could say, fit together to form a cohesive whole, a cohesive tapestry. So. In putting the presentation together, my job was to really focus on the tapestry of how this information all fits together, because it is a vast body of knowledge, but in each building block, it is quite simple to understand the basic building blocks. After you have that basic frame of reference for each building block, then you can see how the entire tapestry of information fits together.
I see. Now, I've got a call in the form of an online chat here, and
great.
Stephen would like to know if you consider shamanism a form of mind control, or is that just part of your area of study?
Shamanism is a tool and a set of techniques, just as any other body of knowledge is. If you look at knowledge like a tool, like let's say a hammer, I give the example of a lot. A hammer could be used in different ways. You could use a hammer to build a shelter for a homeless individual and thereby be doing, you know, a work of a kindness, charity, and compassion. You could use a hammer to strike someone in the head and kill them for no reason, which would be an act of senseless violence, what most would consider to be evil. So the hammer itself is the tool, but the wielder determines the effect of the tool due to as a result of the consciousness that is wielding the tool. So shamanism in the right hand, so to speak, in the hands of those who are wishing to elevate human consciousness, can be a powerful transformative tool. It can also be a tool for a sorcerer that wishes to use a body of esoteric knowledge to control others and to place them under their own influence for selfish motives.
Well, that sounds totally plausible to me. I would like to open up the phone lines in case anyone else would like to call in, and that number to call is 512-879-5795. 3805. 512-879-3805. We're speaking with Mark Passio, who is an independent researcher and public speaker. Well, all right, Mark, what is your favorite science fiction movie? I just have to know.
They Live by John Carpenter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the number one for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Boy, I understand that. We're so much greater than we've ever imagined.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a matter of shifting our perception to wake up to that reality. That's what our would-be controllers want to keep hidden from us, that we are infinitely more powerful than we've ever dreamed.
Well, truly. Now, Mark, how has this affected, this understanding that you have, how are you appropriating this in your life personally? Because all of us want to know, how does it affect me? You know what I'm asking?
It isn't easy. I'd be lying to you if I said that it was.
I agree.
Yeah. You go through a whole gamut of emotions. But, you know, upon first realizing how it all fits together, it's a feeling of excitement and empowerment. Once you really try to take the message to some who are quite resistant to it, you go through a lot of aggravation, or I guess you could say a frustration, you know. But ultimately, you know, it's about keeping focused, keeping your eye on the prize, so to speak, that this is about helping to enlighten the people that are here about what is really going on, helping to enlighten them to look into their own nature, you know. And that's always a good thing. The focusing the attention on the self and looking at how you're dealing with the given situation.
Now, I'm kind of skipping around through your excellent website, whatonearthishappening.com. And, folks, you guys have got to check this out. It's very cool. And I haven't gotten to go through all of the videos that you have posted on here yet. I was having a little bit of a problem hearing one of them. But I mean, I could hear it, but it wasn't as loud as I would have liked. But
yeah, the production values on the videos that are up there, they were recorded in a presentation series that I gave at a bookstore in Philadelphia,
uh-huh.
Germ Books.
Uh-huh.
And the production values aren't quite where I'd like them to be. I'm probably going to be going into a studio soon to record the full presentation with high-level production values and get it packaged and put out on DVD. But those are what I had available, so I put them out for people to check out in the meantime while I get a more professional production put together.
Excellent. And I would just say well done, because you are going beyond your fear and the old standards, and you're making yourself an offering. Thank you for doing that. Germ Books. Rock on. We have Brave New Books here in Austin. Have you ever heard of Brave New Books?
I absolutely have. I hear it's a phenomenal place.
Well, it is, and we're very blessed to have Brave New Books here, and it's probably kind of a kindred spirit with Germ Books there in Philadelphia, I would think.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, very cool. Well, you have a standing invitation to come down here to Austin and speak at Brave New.
I'd love to.
Yeah, and I've had the opportunity to speak at Brave New Books, and it's just so much fun down there, Harlan. And that website is Brave New Books, something other than that. Well, Adam will email me and tell me what that is. But anyway, Brave New Books is a wonderful place. So you're talking about going within, and in looking through your website, I'm kind of combing through it a bit here, you talk about one will, one law, and one sin.
Right.
Now, that terminology intrigues me. Talk to us about the one will, one law, and one sin.
So this is a concept that I use in one of the later parts of my presentation when I'm discussing solutions, and it's a concept that I believe people should understand if they're going to start to try to employ solutions to what they perceive to be an imbalance that is taking place here. in consciousness. So I have this concept called one will, one law, one sin. So the one will is the progress of consciousness to higher levels of expression, of understanding, of awareness. It is what has been termed, you know, the will of creation, the will with the capital W. It isn't an individual's selfish, egoic will, what I want. It's, in other words, let thy will be done, not my will be done. So it's the will that creation is moving us forward through time and through consciousness to higher levels of awareness. That's what I consider the one will. It's kind of like the purpose for being, if you could look at it that way. It's what we're all here to accomplish. It's one great work that we're all here to accomplish. The
Mark,
recognition
this is
of
music.
Oneness.
Yeah, music to my ears. And you realize that it's pretty controversial because people don't like that thy will thing.
Right.
Yeah, very controversial and beautifully, beautifully communicated. All right, so what's the one law about?
Well, the one law is basically the law of correspondences and attractions. Everything corresponds to everything else. There is nothing that can be taken in a state of total separation. Everything is connected. And basically, the universe functions as sort of a mirror. As we project ourselves into it, we get back from it what we project into it. So it's a law of attraction, it's been spoken of as. It's a law of cause and effect. No thing happens in isolation. There is a causal factor for everything that occurs. There is a purpose and a driving force behind everything that we experience. And ultimately, we are creating our experience through the choices that we make. And in every choice, we're basically given a choice fundamentally between two forces that are at work, fear and love. And based on our choices of those two emotional polarities, we experience something back from the physical reality.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, the word fear just kind of strikes fear in our hearts sometimes. And we say, oh, I don't have any fear. I'm sorry, I just don't believe that. I think that fear is going to present, and that is an invitation for us. What do you think about that?
I agree. I think it's being presented to us almost constantly, and we have to reaffirm our choice not to be afraid, if that's what we choose, and to go forward. And not be held back. Fear is the contractive force. It's that which holds consciousness down, holds it back. It's like weeds that strangle a seed from growing. Love is an expansive force. It projects outward. It moves toward higher levels of awareness and consciousness. And I think that's what we should aspire to and try to let go as fear to the extent that it is within our ability to do so.
I like that very much. Yeah, more and more I'm starting to be able to recognize when I am experiencing a vibration of fear. Just on a personal level, like I start fretting about something and I'm starting to recognize it and then realizing, oh, wait a minute, I have a choice here.
Right.
I don't have to be constricted and contracted, as you're saying. So it's a marvelous backdrop for us to continue to evolve. All right, so move into the sin part. This is where it gets really good, and unfortunately we've only got like 2 minutes until the break, but
okay,
Let's do our best here.
So I consider the concept of one sin to be tyranny, to be the insistence upon or the desire to incessantly control others. Tyranny comes in many different forms, but it's all basically based in the polarity of fear, because the tyrant, the one who seeks control over other people for their own selfish motives, for their own purposes, their own gains, they are ruled by fear themselves. See, in any hierarchical structure, it is a structure of masters and slaves. with those at the very bottom, right, being controlled by someone at the next hierarchical level above them, and so on until you get to the top of the hierarchical structure of control. However, those even at the top of the hierarchical structure are controlled. They may not recognize that they themselves are puppets, but indeed they are, and they are puppets to the force of fear itself, because they cannot let go of their egoic desire to control things in the physical realm. So they're actually a puppet. They're actually in the same prison that they are, you know, conceptually putting everybody else in their minds. But in reality, they're all in the same prison together.
Boy, I really do hear that loud and clear. It's time for those would-be oppressors to be released from their imprisonment, too.
Yes.
Now, this is a whole other line of thought. And when we come back from the break, I want you to be thinking about love and how love is factored into all that you have said up until this point. My guest today is Mark Passio, an independent researcher and public speaker from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. I'll be back after these words. I'm Leah LaChapelle.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Give Big Pharma the Boot. Listen in to Natural Answers with Darren Craddock and Steve St. Clair, Saturdays from 11 to 1, only on Freedom Underground Radio.
Unzipping reality on American Freedom Radio. And the correct website for our wonderful friends at Brave New Books is bravenewbookstore.com. Thank you, Stephen, for chatting me that, because that just flew out of my head. And as far as that goes, Mark, I think that you answered Stephen's question about, you know, how does love figure into this? Is there anything more that you would like to say about love actually finally being the answer?
Well, like I said, it's the expansive force of consciousness, and it's the force that compels us to look within ourselves to see how our thoughts, emotions, and actions affect ourselves and everyone around us. A great idea that was put forward in the Greek mystery schools at the Oracle of Delphi and is inscribed on that temple, it says that if you do not find within yourself that which you seek, then you will not find it outside of yourself. You must know yourself and you will know the universe and the gods. We are a reflection of the whole of creation. And if we go within and understand how we work, we understand how larger systems work. And the compelling force that gets us to go within and gets us to expand our consciousness, that is love itself.
Yes, indeed. There are so many wonderful terms on your website. It's just such a great website, whatonearthishappening.com. And a couple of things I want to ask you about. I want to ask you about chaos sorcery.
Okay.
What is that? That's very intriguing.
Well, chaos sorcery is one of the methods of manipulation of those who would seek to place others under a spell or mind control. And it's one of the most effective tools, actually. It has been described by other researchers, someone like David Icke, as problem, reaction, solution. It is creating a chaotic series of events or a perceived problem so that you can get a reaction, often a very confused reaction, because those who this technique is being wielded upon may not be quite conscious, and certainly not conscious of the motives of the people who are orchestrating the event. So you get a confused reaction and a reaction of fear. And in this reaction, those who you're seeking to control in the first place are going to ask for a solution to be presented, especially if you're in a position of perceived authority or power. Do something about this. We don't want it to be like this. Do something. And then you have the opportunity to step forward with a predetermined solution that you had planned all along. This is also known as the Hegelian dialectic, after the philosopher George Hegel, who coined this methodology, the Hegelian dialectic. It's named after him. It was coined after him. And it is a thesis meeting antithesis to create a synthesis, two seeming polarities being played off against each other to get a desired result, even though they are basically both wings of the same bird, both hands attached to the same body, two sides of the same coin, etc.
Yes. Thank you so much for coining a new terminology for us, because, Mark, sometimes we get dull of hearing. We've heard problem, reaction, solution so much in this dialectic. And so thank you for kind of bringing us along in just massaging that for us so we can wake up and invigorate ourselves in chaos sorcery. I really like that imagery. Speak to us about epigenetic evolution.
So epi is a Greek prefix that just means beyond or to go beyond. So an epigenetic evolution is one in which you are going beyond your genetic codes, your genetic makeup, the programming of the body, the five sense reality. It's an evolution that occurs in consciousness as opposed to occurring in the physical body. So it's a revolution, an evolution in the mind, an epigenetic evolution.
Yes. So that would explain a lot what's going on with me, Mark.
I'll tell you what,
my life is so exciting. It's incredible. The way things are just opening up, it's like surfing this giant epigenetic evolutionary wave.
Yes, yes. I would hope that it's happening with many more people as well. It can't happen any sooner, as far as I'm concerned. It's overdue.
Well, it is. And don't you feel that the will, the one will, as you have described it, is supporting us in this waking up process? I mean, do you think that we're going to, quote, make it?
Well, the one will always supports us. It always provides the opportunities that are best suited to our evolution and consciousness. It's a matter of whether we are receptive to that, whether we are choosing love over fear, whether we are choosing truth over falsehood. So it's ultimately up to us whether we make it or not. It's up to us whether we will shed old modalities of consciousness that no longer really suit us, that no longer really provide for our growth and development. If we stay attached to those things, we're going to be in for a painful process. If we let go of those things willingly and recognize that there is a better way and that we haven't seen it and maybe we've even been duped from seeing it, and we can admit that, we can make an apology, and we could turn around and head onto the right path again, then we will make it. And it is possible. Anything is possible, but it is up to us what we will choose for ourselves.
Definitely. Now, I know you because one of my former guests was Nicola Lonchar.
Yes.
And we had generated some enthusiasm about the Nikola Tesla Energy Independence Celebration there in Philadelphia. I take it that you were present. Can you hear, can you tell us a little bit about what went on there?
Yes, I was not only present, I was one of the board members involved on the steering committee for the event, and I also spoke at the event at the Ethical Society in Philadelphia. I did a presentation called Nikola Tesla, Free Energy and the Future of Humanity. It was just a great event. It was hosted by the Nikola Tesla Inventors Club. You could visit them online at nikolateslaclub.com. They also have a great meetup group in Philadelphia that I attend. And it was an event to promote awareness of Tesla and his technologies and what they could have brought to humanity in the realm of free, abundant, and clean energy. And we just tried to make people in the local area aware that this is possible. We had some inventors. We had demonstrations of a Tesla coil. We had an anti-gravity demonstration. We had speakers from the Tesla Society in New York. We had an outdoor presence with art and music at the Independence Visitor Center on Independence Mall in Philadelphia. And we had many lectures at the Ethical Society. It was a weekend event. And it just went off great, and we're going to do it again next year. So a lot of momentum building in that area as well. I think the way that we use resources says a lot about where we're at in consciousness, and that is a big area that also needs a paradigm shift, the way we use energy.
Yes, I think so, too, and I think a lot of people who want to, quote, go green, want us to, like, you know, live in tents and have absolutely kind of primitive circumstances. That doesn't really appeal to me.
I don't think that that is a necessary situation because of the availability of certain technologies that have been suppressed. If we get these suppressed technologies put forward and they see the light of day, that level of regression into a Stone Age kind of way of living would not be necessary. we can have it both ways, believe it or not, and it would be possible to provide clean sources of energy without abandonment of the technologies that have served us.
Oh, I really like what you're saying. I really do. And Stephen has chatted me saying that he discovered your MySpace page.
Yes.
May I give that out?
Sure, why not?
MySpace.com/endtimerising. I like that. Yeah, my overarching banner for my work that I do is Liberty Rising.
Great.
Productions. So yeah, I really, really like the whole rising thing going on.
Great.
So, all right. So here on your website, I mean, this thing is huge.
It's not complete by any sense, as well. I mean, I'm still trying to get more information up there, which is kind of going slow because of, you know, speaking events and the organization and other events. But there will be much more information to come on the website. I'm having some great help with some individuals who are helping me to transcribe certain things and get them in written form. So more articles and more information will be coming on that site soon.
Absolutely fantastic. What is this cooperative spiritual anarchy? I love your use of imagery and language. Cooperative spiritual anarchy. And if you're just tuning in, Mark Passio is our guest today, an independent researcher and public speaker. All right, go ahead.
Well, again, that's in one of the later parts of my presentation in my solutions section, and it is what I consider the natural state of man, the natural state of humanity. Cooperative spiritual anarchy means just what it says. It means a state of no one ruling over anyone else, anarchy in its most basic form. We traditionally are programmed to think of anarchy as chaos, as, if you let up on control, there would be chaos, when in fact it's the exact other way around. All the control is fed through the force of fear, and therefore is creating more and more chaos, more and more imbalance. The only way to order is through love, the love polarity, which doesn't have fear or control. So we have to understand that trying to continuously control everything can only create one outcome, and that outcome is chaos. I liken it to, if you have some clothes that you just laundered and they're wet and you want to dry them, you need to apply the opposite polarity to wetness, which is heat energy, and they will become dry. You cannot stand there with a garden hose and continuously spray water upon them and expect them to ever become dry. But that's what many in our society and world are trying to do. They think that they're going to create order through control. And it can never work like that, because that just isn't the way those polarities work. So cooperative spiritual anarchy is the state when we recognize we are all sovereign spiritual beings. We are all connected. There is only one will and one law that is actually governing everything, and we are a reflection of all of our choices. And when we recognize that, this is the state that can develop. Cooperative, meaning that we all understand that we are connected and therefore work together to provide what is necessary for the whole human family. Spiritual, we recognize that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience, a human experience. And anarchy simply meaning the state that none rule others, none rule over others. There is no rule. It is all sovereign beings cooperating together in a spiritual sense of recognition that they are a spiritual sovereign being.
Well, that is nicely said and laid out for us. I get it. I want it. And I am it. So thank you. this is really working.
I agree that that is what our true essence is, and it is our natural state. I think we're very far away from that as far as where our collective psyche and consciousness is right now. We have a long way to go in the work to get to that point. But it can be done. It can be accomplished.
Yes. And so, okay, so you've got it, I've got it, others have it, at least a particular degree of it. Does it really take the whole earth to make this shift as we're longing for?
I don't think it would take the whole earth as far as every single being. I think, you know, there are... What's keeping the dynamic the way it is the majority of people believing in a certain mindset and worldview. It would take a critical mass amount of people to shift that fundamental worldview into something different. But I think it would be much more than what we have right now.
Yes, I agree. Well, Mark Passio is really enlightening us today on Unzipping Reality. We'll be right back.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Don't miss Deadline Live with Jack Blood, weekday afternoons from 3 to 5, only on Freedom Underground Radio.
You'll never take control.
Today has been Mark Passio, a wonderful, wonderful observer of creation and a participant in the enlivening and enlightenment of this planet. Mark, you have so much on your website, What on Earth is Happening. I'd like to just, because we only have just a few more minutes before the end of the program. This went fast.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it's just so vast. So for time's sake, if you would permit me, I would love to just run through your list of what you call the way out.
Sure.
Does that work? Okay.
Absolutely.
This is what is going to solve the problem and, in fact, is solving it right now. The way out. Grassroots solutions for real change. Worldview healing. Quality of attention. Present moment awareness. Diet. Monetary detachment. Non-support of dominators. Mindfulness. Entheogens. Positive thought energy. Teaching and healing others. Magnificent. I couldn't agree more. And along the lines of this worldview healing, we can't do it like we've done it before, like try to convince people. That does not work. So what is your advice to people when they go about their lives in their relationships with family and friends in, you know, to change worldview of other people and to be change agents?
Boy, I wish I had a teacher for that. But I think the best way is to be the change yourself. You know, you have to display fearlessness. You have to display the will to change your own self so that others can see that. And I think that's the best teacher that there is, ultimately.
So just be it.
Being it, it comes first, yes. Understanding
yeah.
this to a point where you're taking proper, upright moral action in the world to be that change, and then others will see that and they'll be inspired by it. That's probably the most effective way. But I do think we do need to speak the truth that we've uncovered into existence as well, and it is always a matter of putting the truth forward and planting that seed, even if it's on seemingly non-fertile ground. You know, maybe it will sprout in the future, maybe not. But I think we have to be an influence, a powerful, positive influence for other people, and the best way to do that is to continue forward with our will fearlessly.
Definitely. You know, the list that I just ran through of your way out, the grassroots solutions for
yes.
real change, we could spend a whole show on each one of those.
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, this is just, it's so large. Tell us about your East Coast Paranormal Investigators Conference that you're going to be participating in October.
Yes. I made that connection through the Nikola Tesla Inventors Club. It was a gentleman who came out to speak at one of our monthly meetup.com group meetings, Tony Saletti. He contacted me and had visited my site and asked me to speak at this conference that is being held. I believe it's a two-day conference being held at Fort Mifflin, which is just outside of it's in Philadelphia, right near the mouth of the Delaware River. It's a historical fort in which the Revolutionary Army held off the British until Washington could regroup his troops at Valley Forge. So it played. The area that it's going to be at played a very important role in the American Revolutionary War. And it's going to be October 10th and 11th, Saturday and Sunday, at Fort Mifflin. I think it's just outside the city. It's near the international airport. It's beyond the airport in Philadelphia. And it's going to be paranormal investigators and researchers from all over that, and they're going to discuss very varied topics from the supernatural, from ghosts to high level advanced energy technologies to consciousness studies to the occult. I mean, it's going to be a very wide ranging. Conference for all different topics that are considered of a paranormal or esoteric nature. So I think it'll be a great time. The Nikola Tesla Inventors Club is also going to have a presence there. They'll have a table. I'll have a table, and I'll be speaking on Saturday from, I believe, 4 p.m. to about 5:30.
Fabulous. This is how we do it.
The website for that is ECPIC.org, ECPIC.org, East Coast Paranormal Investigators Conference.org, ECPIC.org, and you can get a full list of speakers and topics and schedule of events on that site.
Very, very great. Well, this has been an absolute delight being able to speak with you on this level and to transmit this through the airwaves. This is my passion, Mark, and I can't think of doing anything else but this. I mean, this is what we do. We create in our conversations and how we interface with one another's vibratory qualities. And I really think highly of you for what you are doing, and I want to thank you.
I want to thank you for what you're doing as well. And to relate to what you just said, conversation, if you break down the word, con means together or with, and versare is a verb that means to change. So to converse is to change together.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for that reminder. And I see here on your MySpace page that you are a fellow Leo.
Yes.
When is your birthday?
August 12th.
All right. Well, happy birthday in an early way. And I have a birthday coming up myself. So happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Leah. Thank you so
All
much.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Mark Passio. Please, please check out this website. You will love it. whatonearthishappening.com. Go to all the little nooks and crannies of it because there are little surprises there. So you will really enjoy that. Thank you so much. We have had a marvelous discussion today. I'm Leah LaChapelle. You've been listening to Unzipping Reality. And shift happens. Intend and transcend. And trust the process as you unzip reality. Don't forget firethegrid.com.
Our country is experiencing the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. Stocks and real estate have lost as much as 50% of their value and are still dropping. Most individuals have lost on average 50% of their life savings. Our government is desperately trying to bail us out by printing trillions in dollars, forcing the devaluation of our currency. In these troubled economic times, you should own gold. Gold offers diversification and safety from a depreciating dollar. Your company for gold is M&M Investment Group. Call M&M Investment Group today at 866-995-3301 and ask them how you can acquire gold today shipped directly to you. That's physical gold that you can hold in your hand, not some paper promise. Don't wait to get this valuable information. You owe it to yourself to call M&M Investment Group now at 866-995-3301. That's 866-995-3301 or log on to www.mnminvestmentgroup.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
I want it!
Rent
Radio with Jeff Renz. Deadline Live with Jack Blood. The Truth Brigade. Truth Jihad Radio. Liberty Cafe. Weird Radio Russell Dowden. And so much more. American Freedom Radio.